Hey everyone! Before we get started, I just want to let you know that your input can directly make our shows better. One of the biggest ways to support your favorite shows here is by rating and commenting on iTunes. All of our shows are available in Apple Podcast form on iTunes, and all you have to do is search for AfterBuzz and your favorite show title. Once you're there, leave the show a rating and a comment on why you like the show or any comments you have for the hosts. Thank you so much for listening, and we hope to continue to bring you the best shows we possibly can.
This week on Shondaland Weekly, we are talking about saving net neutrality. Asia Naomi King has a new makeup deal, and we are spreading the Christmas cheer, so make sure you stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
One of my favorite Christmas songs.
All time. It's a classic.
Are we going to hear his part? Presents
and cards are here. Sing it, Chris.
I thought you were about to say me. I thought she was going to say Keith. I was ready.
No, he wasn't ready. He wasn't ready.
I was ready, but she said Chris. It's one or the other.
Hey guys, thank you for joining us again this week for Shondaland Weekly. I'm Elle Marie. You guys can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at Elle Marie TV.
I always forget my name.
Right? I'm sorry.
I didn't forget mine. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Tori_Broussard.
And what's up, everybody? I am Keith Andre here. You can follow me everywhere in the world at Keith_Andre. And Lanisha is not in the studio this week, but in good old Lanisha fashion, we got her on the line.
Yes, what's up, you guys? You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Lanisha, spelled L-A-N-I-S-H-A, 914.
You heard me. I should feel like that goes you heard on the end of it. Oh,
you feeling it. You doing just well. She on the line, but she also right here.
See what
right,
I'm saying? She's coming, I have to bring her energy into the room.
You guys did it as a duo.
We got you.
Let's talk
and we didn't even practice.
Okay.
That's because we're in sync.
That's true. Yes. We are in sync. We are very like much in sync.
Let's talk about this wine.
Yes, you guys. I want to get to drinking. I brought us back another white wine. Mm-hmm. It's a Kendall Jackson Chardonnay. It's one of my favorites. It is dry, Keith.
Okay.
But brace yourself. It's got mangoes and peaches. So let's cheers.
Cheers.
Lanisha, sorry, but thank God it's Monday.
Something. Cool. While y'all sipping on that wine, I'll be sipping on my tea. Sweet tea.
Tea. Sure.
Okay.
Tastes it is good. A little dry, but I taste the fruit, the sweetness there.
Yeah, you can taste a little bit of the sweetness.
It's a winter's reserve, so it's not too dry, but it is on the
Yeah, it doesn't hit you in the back with it. Like, uh-huh. And you kind of get stuck a little bit. So it's smooth. It goes down.
You're still good with it.
Yep. All right, let's go ahead and get into some of our news.
Yes. Shonda News.
So, a little light on the news this week, but that's fine.
Right.
It's okay.
It's the holidays.
There you go.
but who is making headlines is Asia Naomi King from How to Get Away with Murder. Yes. She just landed a huge deal. Yes, as a spokesperson, the spokeswoman for L'Oreal Makeup Cosmetics.
She did.
That is so huge.
It is. People even like Elle Fanning, Eva Longoria. I know some other people have also been spokeswomen as well.
Yeah. I didn't see her listed, but I think Beyonce was at one point. I feel like I've seen her in a few L'Oreal commercials.
Like a campaign.
I would not be surprised.
Yeah. I'm sure I've seen her.
Right. They have like a power woman on there.
Yeah. And
I love her so much.
I love Asia Naomi King. I feel like she's, you know, next in line to kind of on the come up. Mm-hmm. Maybe this generation's Kerry Washington a little bit.
Okay.
I do want to say from last week, we had one of the comments on the YouTube, what was her name? Deborah. She had just pointed out we were trying to figure out if Kerry Washington was nominated or had ever won an Image Award. Mm-hmm. It was Deborah Battle, and Kerry Washington won for Scandal in 2013 and 2014.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, they really schooled us on that.
Yeah, I tried to tell y'all. But Asia, she was nominated for supporting for How to Get Away with Murder in 2015. She's super talented. She's been in like Birth of a Nation.
Yes.
She went to Yale School of Drama for her master's. So.
Yeah, which that is huge.
I like her.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And she has a new movie coming out. I'm trying to find it now, where she's going to be the lead role in that movie. So That's like really big shout outs to her. So I'm excited. She's really doing some big things right now.
Yeah. She is.
Definitely.
One of the things that she pointed out that I kind of just want to hit on, she said that beauty was sparked to her at a young age because she was watching her mom put on makeup. And she said that makeup gave her a sense of like protection, and she was able to find the power and confidence within herself to face the world the way she wanted based on, you know, the makeup that she put on. And I just thought that was so empowering and so cool just to kind of see how makeup touches people in different ways. Because I remember watching my mom putting on makeup when I was younger, and she would always tell me, oh, you don't need makeup. Like, your skin is pretty. Like, I use makeup to cover up. And so for me, makeup was always like, oh, if you have a ton of makeup on, like, you're hiding. So it's just nice to see that somebody can, you know, grow up and have a positive, you know, outlook on makeup.
Right.
I think that is really important because especially with women these days, sometimes, especially like right now on YouTube, it's all these makeup tutorials and these people that do a lot of makeup, and it's very beautiful, but sometimes it can be a bit much for like the everyday.
Right.
And the everyday person always thinks like, oh, why is that woman wearing so much and things like that. And sometimes makeup, it can have a negative reputation behind it, but to see someone speak positive about it, it's really good. Because I know for myself, if I don't do a full face, I'm at least doing eyebrows. Like, I'm doing something. And it's not to say like that I can't go out without it. I just, yes, I do. And I'm going to say it. I'm okay with that. I feel more comfortable with it. And it's okay.
And I have to say, I agree with that. I think, you know, makeup is perfectly fine having it used as an enhancement. It is nice to see a woman of color acknowledge it and say like, hey, I like wearing makeup, and this is, I put in my get bag to kind of take on the world. But I know, like, for me, kind of like being in the industry and starting to wear makeup, I have had conversation with like my best like girlfriends, like, wow, because when you don't have it on, you have no choice but to feel like, well, dang, you know what I mean? Because seeing yourself with it, it's like, you know, I'm not going to go out here without this on. Okay. So I'm just like, wow, as a woman or as women, like, how do you, because you have to, I feel like you have to constantly like combat that, or you'll be that person that can't do anything without having a full face on.
True.
Well, honestly, what makes it hard for women is when, as we grow up, new things happen to us. Like, we get the our new pimple, the gray hair, and everything. And it's finer for men. It's finer for men. But for women, I feel like we have to try just a little bit harder. Even, like, women could say, like, no, we don't. It's all natural. But, no, sometimes we have to cover up a little bit of the blemish and all of that extra stuff. And guys should get away with a little bit more.
Do you think that is us within ourselves saying that and making that decision on our own, or is society and the media and entertainment telling us, like, oh, like, make sure you don't walk out of the house unless you look absolutely presentable? Because I'm not going to lie, when I put my best makeup on, but when I put my best makeup on, like, that takes like an hour.
The real deal. That takes some time.
I'm just not down to do that every day. Like, I'm not.
And I think you shouldn't have to do it every day. For me, if I were to answer the question, I feel like it's a little bit of both. Because part of you, it does give you that confidence boost. And there's no denying the difference that you see in yourself when you have makeup and when you don't have it. So you just got to wait the line and remember, like, I'm a boss. I look good without it.
Exactly. Knowing like, that it enhances.
Yeah, like my everyday routine, if I'm not doing too much, it's like a little bit of concealer, maybe some powder. Like I said, these eyebrows for sure. It's a struggle when I don't have them. And then like that's it for like a little every day. But I want something because like when I look at myself, if I take a photo or a selfie, I look like washed out or just look a little blah. And I don't want to look blah. Like not saying that I look ugly in the photo. I look blah like us. You need something. What do you need?
I got a little bit of powder.
And I think it's good too, you know, with what with even her campaign, it does show that I think for our generation and for millennials, there's nothing wrong with being in control of how you present yourself and what pictures and, you know what I mean? How people see you. We should be able to take ownership in that. So salute to her.
Yeah, I totally agree. If you want to have your Kanye moment, have it.
Okay.
No comment.
You can have it.
You ain't taking it that far. Listen, I walk out like, I am beautiful. No, but...
you know, different strokes for different folks. That's what I like to say.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh. I cannot.
Oh, my goodness. Let's... because I think that's all we kind of have for our news today. Like I said, a little slow news day. So let's go ahead and get into Shonda's tweets, because she actually had a few things that she tweeted about.
Yeah, for sure.
It's pretty cool.
Oh my God.
Yeah, y'all like my theme song.
I wish we had bought some cookies with us. Because it's National Cookie Day. I should have brought some.
I would have been mad. I would have been so mad.
I would have saved you a cookie.
Until next week.
I have a legit question. So, because it is National Cookie Day, mm-hmm. were there any companies like Great American Cookie giving away free cookies today? Or was it just like...
I think it's one of these social media days.
I was going to say that too, because in most instances when it is like a real day, you do see like a bunch of people tweeting or just like giving away. I didn't see nothing at work. People wasn't handing out no cookies nowhere.
So then was it really a national cookie day?
Media makes up national days.
That's so annoying to me, honestly.
But Shonda was pretty excited about it. I had it on my iPad and I had to pull it up. What was she saying about it? Like,
she said it is National Cookie Day.
There we go.
Okay, wait. So we get one day for cookies. Says who's don't fall for it. Rise up. I will live every day like this. Cookie Day.
No, but for real, like, cookies rise are my, up weekend, and celebrate my weakness. I 100% agree with that.
She wants every day to be cookie day.
As it should, because every day you should treat yourself.
You should.
To something. You may not need to have a cookie every day.
I mean, but why wouldn't you? Like,
but it was also good to see Shonda, like, tweeting, you know, nice, lighthearted. Past couple of weeks, we've been like, you know, heavy and race relations and all these things. So it's nice to see the kind of joyful side of Twitter.
Yeah, it was.
This made me want to ask you guys, what's your guys' favorite cookie?
I'm basic. You already know mine.
What is it?
Chocolate chip.
Okay, good.
I'm the same. Though.
If you was basic, it would have been like a sugar cookie
or
Oreo
cookie.
Right.
Oreo.
No, chocolate chip.
Yeah, I love a chocolate chip cookie too.
Yeah.
Yes, the fresh ones
and an oatmeal raisin cookie. But I'm a cookie person.
Ooh, okay. Oatmeal raisin on a good day.
Yeah. Chocolate chip and then a macadamia nut.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
If it's white chocolate, it's warm.
Right out the oven.
Or Subway, they got the best macadamia nut.
They do.
Give me a home baked cookie over a package cookie.
Same.
Yes. Actually, one of my, this lady from my small group, her daughter loves to bake, and she just made like this really like dark chocolate. It didn't look like a cookie. It kind of looked like an Oreo ball, but it was a cookie, and it was stuffed with Nutella.
Oh, wow.
Bomb. I mean, she is a phenomenal baker.
Why did you do it on Cookie Day? National Cookie Day?
Well, this was like a couple weeks ago, but they only gave me like the one they had left, so I couldn't even share if I wanted to, because that cookie was gone in like 45 seconds.
Right.
But it's just kind of cool to see how people can get creative with cookies.
Yeah. Yes. Like, have you guys had a fried Oreo?
Yes, girl. Yes.
I never had a fried Oreo.
Lanisha is not living.
Or it's have the...
maybe that could be one of the cookies you
And that's your favorite cookie, Anthony? You need to try one.
Come to the Texas State Fair.
Y'all need fried Oreos. Y'all need the chocolate chip cookie that's baked with the brownie. You need...
I haven't had that yet.
All of these little tidbits and tricks. Like, I feel like I need to learn one of those dishes for, like, holiday or, like, Christmas season.
Yeah.
You know, that's something cute. It should be pretty easy, but...
Absolutely.
I think I'm going to try to tackle that chocolate chip and brownie thing one day.
That's good. It's on Pinterest.
Yeah.
It's on Pinterest.
I'm going to try that.
Yeah, my sister found it on Pinterest and made it one year, and I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah. It just melted in your mouth.
It was too much. Put a scoop of ice cream.
Okay. Little funny fact. Yes.
Sylvia B says thumbprint or snickerdoodles is her favorite cookie.
Wait, what is thumbprint?
I've never heard of thumbprint.
I haven't either. I know.
Sylvia, can you explain a little bit on what a thumbprint cookie is?
Just like a regular old chicken cookie with thumbprint.
Snickerdoodle. Okay, that's a popular one.
Yeah,
I'm personally
sure.
not a snickerdoodle fan, but it's a popular one.
Peanut butter cookies are good too.
The right peanut butter cookie.
Homemade peanut butter cookies.
Oh, God, I gotta get me some cookies now. I want some. Somebody gonna make me some.
Well, while you're waiting on that thumbprint cookie, because I do want to know what that is about. Never heard of that. Let's go to another tweet of Shonda. So we're going to go back to the serious side for a moment. But she tweeted out about being able to save net neutrality. Now, I know that that is something really important to her because she does tweet a lot. She is very outspoken, like we just said, on a lot of things that goes on, race relations, everything that has been going on with the harassment cases with the women.
Yeah.
So if the internet wants to censor and block the things that we are talking about, it's like, how can you start to continue to spread the word and awareness of certain things? You know, it is, everything doesn't have to be bad, but for the most part, I feel like that is exactly what they will try to censor.
Yeah.
For people speaking out on those type of topics.
I think, I mean, it's definitely a big deal that is kind of like sweeping under the radar just a bit. And I had asked myself reading the article, like, well, why aren't we talking about this? But then I feel like at this point in time, the news is like so engaging to me now, like between Trump, between the sexual allegations, between all this stuff. So it's easy how it's missed. And with the net neutrality, it is a little bit difficult, I think, to understand. I had heard about it a few weeks ago and I was just trying to wrap my mind around, okay, so how is neutrality when it is, you know what I mean? Like that even level where we all can kind of coexist and you can get information distributed however you want it. With the vote that is coming up December the 14th, it is, they want to kind of, should we say limit, or they want to put restraints so that if you have a certain amount of money, then you get to control how fast the content is delivered, who gets to see the content. So it really will take us away from living in this era where you can post what you want, you can be fine anyway, anybody's voice that can be heard, to kind of other cultures or societies who is very kind of controlled what media gets presented. We really live in a time
of fake news. It's completely wrong. I don't feel like they should have the right to control what we post on our page or what we get to see. Like, it's just another way for the government to control us.
Exactly. And I think I agree a little bit with what you said, and me still trying to wrap my head around it. I think a lot of people are, the government, I guess, for that matter, are taking the internet for granted. Just think of all the things that have happened since the internet has constantly been evolving, you know, and like what's been brought to light and things that have changed and things that, you know, have happened that have made light of. I mean, think about it. How quickly do we get our news now, and where do we actually go for it? I mean, how many of us actually tune in to like the actual,
The
like
actual news.
Local news, or like even like the Today Show for that matter? Like, it's so quick and easy to just get what I need on various social media platforms that, like, to even think that that might not even be an option is honestly a little scary. It's almost like we're traveling back in time, considering the progress that we've made and are trying to make. I honestly cannot wrap my head around it.
I agree. I mean, like, it's definitely difficult to understand, and even to try to figure out like the other argument that's being presented. Like, why would we want it to be that way as opposed to the way it is now? The article was on shondaland.com. So I'm glad she's still finding ways, you know, on her own website to kind of give voices to things. But even reading it, I felt, and I mean, it's bad, but I did feel like, wow, it's so much work. You know what I mean? To try to really combat this. Like, you got to do this. And then you got to do this. And then you
got to call.
It's just like, who's really going through all this trouble? But at the same time, we do need to kind of, we always talk about it, just take the reins of like how we want to live if we want to make a difference. I don't think that is something that's going to pass, but that's also like from a millennial perspective that is taking it for granted, because this is the way that we know the world to work with the internet. So
And if they're controlling it that way, with as far as with money and things like that, and people who are more powerful or may have more clout or more of a voice, then it's like, just like some lately, some of the smaller stories, they go viral because people are sharing it. And so then they could stop that. You know what I mean? Because that small person, they don't have the funds, or their story won't be shared as much, and they can block that. So that is a little bit scary. So it's like,
But I do appreciate her kind of like bringing this to the light. And I think it kind of goes back to something that she said a few months ago about, you know, saying yes to raising your voice and standing up and like saying yes, or like voicing your opinion on something that you don't like or injustice or whatever the case may be. And I think with her putting this information out and the steps on how you can, you know, take a stand or a pledge on her website, that she's raising her voice. And I think that is something that we all need to do.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm going to look at the steps.
I totally agree.
I didn't look at that.
You know what I'm saying?
I feel like you had to call a number, and then you had to sign a petition.
Call this person, get in line, put your, close your laptop, and go down to the street.
Oh, wow.
Basically, like, protest is essentially what it is. And I was like,
actually step up for what you believe in.
I'm like, and go. Girl, I believe
instead
in
of just being scared in the corner. But
listen. Yeah, it was a lot. Not knocking anybody who wants to do it. I think exactly if you have the time and the energy to do that, you absolutely should. But
and I think hopefully the closer that we get to the vote, I think we are hearing about it more because it had come up a while ago, a few weeks ago. So the closer we get to the 14th, we'll see more. Maybe there'll be more opportunity, right? Maybe there'll be more opportunities to like really do something about it. Yeah. But the way we going, I mean, they passing all kind of bills and tax lists.
I know, that's the thing. We're like, oh, we don't think it's going to pass. Stuff has been sliding through there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, indeed. I don't know.
Listen,
don't.
This is getting scarier by the day. Anyway, that's for a whole nother topic, whole nother show.
Yeah. Let us know your thoughts on what you think on net neutrality. Mm-hmm. Or if you have any other suggestions on how, you know, we could bring this more to light.
For sure.
Oh, and on the other one, Sylvia B. finally said what the thumbprint cookie was.
What is it?
She said it's a butter cookie you can fill with jam or jelly.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I don't want mine filled with...
I do remember the, like, butter cookies that had something that was in the middle, like a toffee, like something hard, I think. Mm-hmm. But,
Yeah, I don't really, like...
I don't know about those cookies.
I'll take a fried cookie, but I don't really want, like, a stuffed, jammed cookie.
Just some jam in there. We'll see.
All right, Sylvia, season. Thank you for sharing.
Yes, we appreciate you.
I'll take... Okay.
I didn't mean to knock your cookie, though. Lanisha, you have the playlist for this week, right?
No, I'm playing. Yeah, I do.
I was going to say, girl.
I was going to say, next caller. Next caller, we're hanging up on her.
I almost looked up like, y'all.
I was like, she is not waiting to tell us this now. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Oh, my God.
All right, girl.
Okay, Lanisha, good one.
You got it all with that one.
1 point for Lanisha.
All right, let's go ahead and get into your playlist.
For the playlist, I decided to go with a theme, which is about pilots, the opening pilot scenes. That's what I wanted to do.
Okay.
Okay, so the first one is How to Get Away with Murder, and it's called Dark and Stormy. And this is when rest his soul, may he rest in peace, when he was on his bike running to go see. Ready to see the law school. And that's when they introduce all the main characters, like Michaela, Asher, Connor, that they introduce everybody in there. And I realized that Shonda did this a lot with all of the TGIT lineups because after that, on Scandal, they did, it's the Scandal theme song, and it shows Gwen running, and she's going somewhere. You don't know where she's going, but she got to go somewhere. And she's introducing, we're introduced to a whole nother character, and he announces about becoming a gladiator.
Yep, I remember that. Okay.
Research.
Wow, research for real.
Right, now I want to go back and kind of watch these episodes.
Okay.
And this one's for Elmarie and Tori. I got your Grey's Anatomy. It's called Portions for Foxes. And with this one, this is when Meredith just got done laying up with Derek, and her character is introduced, like, going in a car, rushing. She's trying to get somewhere as well, and this is when we find up. It's kind of the same as How to Get Away with Murder. She ends up as the intern in the hospital.
Right. Yeah. Oh, I see you keep crying.
The characters are introduced. Like, the camera's, like, right on all the main character faces, and all the extras are in the background.
That's so cool. They were. Though. And I can remember that first scene, like her and Derek laying in like the living room. Sheets on.
Ciao. But that's crazy that same concept or that theme like just followed the way she started all of the shows. Mm-hmm. There is always like that mystery, that suspense to the way that she engages the audience. Yeah. So, wow.
Exactly. Like, where are they going? Like, you want to follow them. Like, where are they going?
Yeah. Yes. And that's something good to catch because all of the shows, they started so much. There's so much time in between each show when it starts. So it could be something you don't even pick up on or notice.
Exactly.
The other premiere was like years ago. Right. You know? So good job, Lanisha. That was a really good thing.
Doing differently.
Yes, I can clap for you.
I know. I did my homework.
Okay, we appreciate you. Okay, now.
Okay, Lanisha, we will give you your props. Yes, that was a really good
job.
That was
good. Mm-hmm.
That was good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, girl.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
That's
when it's my turn for the playlist, I'm over here thinking like, "Dang, what am I gonna
like
do?"
We have to come up
I know
with a
now.
New way
I feel like
now.
Each one of us just kind of takes it to the next level. Yeah. And I'm like, "Oh shit!"
Right?
When it's my turn,
like, what am I gonna do? My first one was with the 300th episode of Grey's Anatomy. Like that was okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Now I'm like, oh, I know I gotta get something good, girl.
Yes, I'm sure we will.
Yes.
All right.
Let us get into the next thing. It's time to talk about some decisions.
Okay.
So let's get into our world. What would you do? So we had Jesse Williams was in Demi Lovato's new video.
Yes.
Tell me you video, love me. Yes. Tell me you love me.
She sings her face off.
She does. That voice.
She does.
So the video is about the relationship, you know, kind of like, maybe not from the beginning, but middle to current, about them getting married. They had some struggles, you know, as most couples do, arguing, things like that. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm not ready. Are we ready to do this? Speaking of getting married. So they go with it. You're having the wedding and everything. And then the character that Jesse is playing says he can't do it. And he leaves her at the altar.
Yep.
Leaves her at the altar.
Yep.
Honey. Look at that.
Sure did. I will say really quickly, I really enjoyed seeing Jesse Williams play a different type of character.
Thank you. Yes. Like, I was absolutely. Like, same here.
He was cursing and carrying on, and I was like, yes.
I know. Not his Grey's Anatomy character at all.
I thought it was nice to see him step out of that shell.
He also shocked me. I was not expecting him to leave her at the altar.
Yeah. I don't know if I could. No, I didn't expect it. But yeah, shout out to Jesse Williams. And he's doing a lot of stuff too.
Yes.
Outside
of
Grace.
Yeah.
But
she definitely chose a great lead. Like, woo.
She did, honey.
Okay.
Get
your action. I don't know.
So, what would you do? What's the question?
So, if you got left at the altar,
don't
what
say
would
it.
You
Wait.
Do? How would you react?
Listen.
Yeah, Kiki,
go ahead. Go ahead. No, no. Go ahead, Tori. Go ahead, because y'all always want me to be a mess.
Honestly, I have not. I don't know. Like, how Demi was looking?
Mm-hmm.
I would probably be looking the same way. I'd probably be in tears. I honestly don't know. That is hard.
That's very
Listen,
hard.
I think that's a very difficult situation to be in. If it was me, I'm going to tell you right now, first and foremost, I rebuke that. I don't, that's not over my life.
Yes, yes.
Because I cannot imagine doing all of that carrying on they was doing in the video. She had a whole black choir behind her. And then to be left at the altar. Now, I don't know if maybe she expected a little bit. So for me, like trying to be practical, right? I'm just like, well, you kind of know your relationship. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the video, what I took away at the end, I thought like, oh, she came to the same realization when she took the ring off. Like, you know what? This, we weren't ready for this, da-da-da-da. I'm going to tell you right now, if somebody leave me at an altar, it ain't no leaving. That's too much. You're not getting out of here without some kind of conversation, some kind of negotiation, and some kind of resolution.
That's fair.
You're not leaving.
But if you do leave.
Leave me. I'm sorry. I'm going to just say one more thing. You got to leave me before we get to the altar.
Absolutely.
Thank
that's
you.
100%
fair. That's the only
fair.
Way you're going to actually like physically get away.
100% fair.
Leave the relationship.
I don't care if it's 2 minutes before. The ceremony starts.
Don't
leave
let me walk down
me
this aisle
in the corner behind somebody's closed doors. Do not have me dressed up out here in front of
that's
people
true.
Looking crazy.
I 100% agree.
But like, we're saying. Like all the way to the end of it. Now you change your mind.
I've already walked down the aisle.
Like, so the thing is now, we just have to go through with it and we can get it annulled. That's where we are now.
No. That's okay. Because if you know, because that's extra work. You've already embarrassed me. Like,
right,
no.
Right.
If you do leave the altar, all I got to say is go. Don't second guess yourself. Don't turn around. Don't come back trying to apologize. Don't do any of that. Just go so I can get out.
You're so
gracefully
strong.
As well.
You're so strong.
Or if I'm going to be...
Mature.
No.
Listen, I would have had cousin's brother, like, stop him. He cannot leave. Like
I'm
you
about
said,
to
we have
let
to
you
talk.
Answer, Lanisha. But if you're going to leave me at the altar, do me like... Y'all remember A Different World? Where somebody got to be here to take your place. I'm getting married. I'm getting married today to somebody.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh my gosh,
and
oh my
that's
gosh.
Just the bottom line. Lanisha, what
oh my doing? Gosh. Oh, no, but let me tell y'all something. Y'all is definitely not making a fool of me. And if any person that knows me, if you my fiance, you definitely know me. You probably would be running. You wouldn't be walking out of the way. You'd be running because you know good and well I'm swinging. Like, no. I'd be feeling like I would definitely feel like Demi. Where she was crying her eyes out, but nah, I wouldn't just be standing there crying my eyes out. You would feel what I'm feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You are not about to embarrass me. I wasted too much time to prepare for this. I probably got all this stress all up in my hair. Like, I probably get adding gray hair. I'm probably getting wrinkles. I'm probably getting pimples from all this stress. And now you want to put me in this position?
Mm-hmm.
I'm being ass.
Okay. But that's such a good...
You are not about to do this to me.
Yeah.
She's going through.
And there's no getting more embarrassed. I mean, I'm already embarrassed enough that you're giving me back the ring.
Right.
I can't get her, so why not beat you up?
And I think, well, we all agree we don't want to be in that situation. No. But the good thing about the video, like the kind of learning lesson or the takeaway is we saw all these signs leading up to them getting married.
That's a good point.
You need to trust your gut. Like in the beginning, it was like, who you texting? Nobody. If I ask you who you texting and you tell
Thank
me nobody.
You. We obviously know it's somebody.
You texting somebody. So it's just like in a relationship or dealing with people, you really have to like, you know, take some inventory of what's going on. Mm-hmm. We all, of course, everybody wants to get married and have this dream fantasy and rah, rah, rah. But to avoid having somebody like make a decision or come to their senses at the last minute, let's go ahead and figure it out beforehand.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what she was kind of saying in the video, too. Right. Just having all these hints. Even I think when he proposed to her, he made like some sly comment about... having to accept all of her, like even the bad side or something like that.
Yeah.
And so I think just throughout the whole video, you kind of see like where they stand in their relationship. Yeah. And it seemed just for like a long time, you know, they had been together. So it was like, okay, technically this is the next step. Right. Not really taking into consideration, is this something we want? Mm-hmm. Is this something that we should do?
Yeah.
So I think she was kind of saying, figure that all out before. Right.
Exactly.
Before.
And I think sometimes when people, when they do have everything together, they're in the right in the middle of planning the wedding. They have the venue, the deposits are made and everything like that. Sometimes that factor makes them think about, well, maybe we should just kind of still go with it.
Right.
We have everything already together. So we need to, exactly. We need to just do it. And then sometimes it's like, no, it may be worth losing the deposit for if this isn't right.
Exactly.
This is a marriage. This is a lifetime. Yeah. What it's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. So
even the,
it's okay if you have to let that
even
go.
Even the tell me you love me portion of the song. Like we can't be just so eager for have somebody to tell me that you love me. And then everything is all cute and dandy. And let's get married. And then I'm looking like a fool on my wedding day.
Yeah. Because I'm even if we didn't have that conversation, then someone needs to be strong enough to have the conversation in depth before we walk down this aisle. Because even though he threw it out there in the video, like, I don't know if I'm ready, that was one thing. Sit her down. Let's have this real conversation.
I really don't think we're not ready. Let's not do this.
Right.
Not just say it in passing and then.
It's a good song. It's a good breakup song. I'll tell you that. Turn that one up.
Now, I will say, listening to the song, there was a line that I wasn't too particular. I didn't really like it. was you're not anyone unless you have someone or something like that. I'm paraphrasing right now. I didn't really care for that line because I do feel like you can be, I am not against relationships. Like, yes, I'm very single, but I'm not this like independent, I don't need a man type of personality. Absolutely. Yes, I want a relationship, but at the same time, I can stand on my own too. Just I'm because still... I don't have someone does not mean I am incomplete. Like, so I didn't like that message.
And my favorite phrase was in the beginning when they were having like conversation and after the who you text and nobody. And she's like, are you jealous? And he's like, I don't have to be jealous. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. And I was like, that's me. Everybody's so quick to say you jealous. No, I'm not jealous, but I'll tell you one thing. I don't like it.
That was disrespectful.
I don't like it at all.
It was 2 in the morning at 2:30.
Exactly.
Like that.
And he was honest and upfront about it. Mm-hmm. Like, he could have easily just been like, no. Mm-hmm. But he was like, no, I don't like it.
Yes, he was very sexy and mannish in that video.
Listen, Jesse Williams been trying to tell y'all for a while who he is and what he's about. Okay?
No comment.
But we want to know, what would you do? You know what I'm saying? You're in a relationship, you head down to the altar, and you get this, you know, surprise that it feels like we only see on TV. Right. People left at the altar. But what do you do in that situation, and how do you recover from it?
Yeah.
Let us know.
Sylvia B said, hopefully it's a small family affair, but I'd have to tackle him down until I get my stuff out.
Okay.
All right, Sylvia.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly right.
Cheers to you. I hope you're drinking with us tonight.
Okay.
I'm like, cheers.
I hope so too.
Oh my goodness. Alrighty. Well, it is the month of December.
Oh my gosh. Can y'all believe it's December already?
I can't. The last month of the year 2017. Mm-hmm. Great things happen in December. It's Christmas, New Year's Eve.
Holiday, family.
Tori turns 25.
Yay, Tori.
Really? When did you
turn on the 21st.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Slide into Capricorn.
Oh, girl, Sagittarius. Last day.
Last day. Okay.
Last day.
Yeah, so you slide into
Capricorn.
Yeah.
Isn't that the first day of winter, too?
It's the first day of winter, and it's the longest day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I found that out today.
Well, you better celebrate
it. It's the winter solstice. Every minute. Right?
Yeah.
It has to be this long day.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Tori, look at you. You're special.
I know. Thank you. But with that, I kind of put together kind of just some fun little... You know, like 15 things you can do in the month of December.
Child.
To help you get ready and prepare for the holidays if you haven't already started, since it is the 4th.
Do y'all have Christmas trees up? Do y'all put up Christmas trees here in LA?
No, not in LA, because I go home for Christmas.
Yeah, I'm home too. I put up a few decorations, but not a full tree.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
I don't even get that.
Nice. Oh, Anthony. I still want to be a little festive.
So. I want me a Charlie Brown Christmas tree.
Aww.
I'm just trying to get somebody to get one for me.
Oh, you want that as a gift.
Right.
I don't want to get my own Charlie Brown. That's sad. Like, your own little tree. Anyways, what can we do in December?
Alrighty. Well, these are just some fun little things that I've picked out, you know, like, drive around and go look at Christmas lights. And don't just go look at the basic ones. Like, you got to go to, like, the people who go all out. Yeah. People who professionally decorate houses.
That's a good
Those
idea.
Those are the and houses you need to go
what's
look
cool
at.
About social media is a lot of people are posting it, like, on Facebook, on Instagram, and things like that. Some news outlets have even picked up, like, where the most popular homes are that have all the beautiful lights. So,
I did not know that. That's a good one. Yeah. We do that back home, but I actually wouldn't mind, like, doing it out in L.A. Like, I'm sure it's got to be some bomb.
Yeah. I'll send you the link. It's a link to where, like, you can go out here. I'll send you the link.
I want to go.
It is nice. So definitely go take a look at those. Make a gingerbread house. I know that seems kind of like cliche, but
I love that too.
When you do it with like your little nieces and nephews and like helping them or
I would do that with my niece.
Right. Yeah. Or, you know, like get together with like a group of friends, kind of have a gingerbread competition. Decorate a Christmas tree.
Perfect.
Just because it's a thing to do. Mm-hmm. Try eggnog. I'm going to try it. I've never had it.
Yeah, my
it tastes good.
My friend, my roommate, she wants to do like a Friendsmas, and so she wants to, like, before we both leave for the holidays, to make, like, eggnog and, like, that little thing.
Yeah. So that's cute. Okay, so we're going to do that.
Make sure you have that dash of rum in there.
Okay. make hot chocolate, obviously, but with the marshmallows, the large ones.
Yes.
Read a Christmas book before bed. I don't know, something different.
That sounds fun.
Watch Elf.
Oh, yeah.
Have to do that.
Yes. Gotta watch out. And A Christmas Story.
Yes. And A Christmas Story. Wear matching PJs on Christmas morning.
That's
fine. Just to be cute with your family.
Yeah.
Go take a winter walk. Just go enjoy the cold weather.
Okay. Yeah.
Try ice skating if you can.
That's cool.
Make Christmas cards. Don't buy them. Just make them with whatever you have at your
Christmas
house.
I love Christmas cards. I used to give them out.
Yep.
Yeah, that's good.
Deliver holiday treats to a nursing home. Mm-hmm. Give back. Be nice. It's that time of year.
And one more.
Go play in the snow if you're welcome to the snow.
Yes,
it's
a snow.
Awesome. Yes, we have snow.
Right?
If you have snow. If I know California snow. Doesn't really. Yeah. Southern California.
They have places where they do fake snow. So you can enjoy winter weather. Wherever you are.
That's super exciting. I'm looking forward to the holiday season.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to the new year.
I'm actually like everything on that list except matching with my family. I'm not doing it.
Well, I hope everybody gets to take advantage of that. I hope everybody remembers to set goals for the new year.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
This is our
last show until the new year. So we are taking a little break just for the holiday so we can all celebrate, relax, and be cool. So we'll be back January 8th with new stories and everything for you guys. So make sure you guys stay tuned. Follow us on Instagram, our Shondaland Weekly page.
Yes.
And you guys can catch me on Instagram and on Twitter at ElmarieTV.
And you can catch me on Twitter and Instagram at Tori_Broussard.
You can follow me everywhere on social media at Keith_Andre.
And you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at LaniSaSpelled,
LANISHA
914.
Happy holidays, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.